Our guest at the cafe this morning is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, Byron Taylor. Byron, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I saw something on your Facebook page. I like to look over your Facebook page before we talk. And it was just a kind of a feel-good kind of thing. I saw several instances where local companies or organizations have done some things to boost their employees recently. Brookshire's was noteworthy. They have a, I'm looking for the note here. Appreciation pay for their 14,000 hourly employees. And so they've basically increased their pay to as a thank you for obviously the somewhat of a risk that they take.
Yes, I guess we could say extended their pay. They've already been doing very, very good for their employees through this pandemic, and as things look, things are progressing, looking like a little longer, they extended pay for those employees, and that's all. I'm sure that makes them feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's terrific. And then Hunt Regional got a $25,000 grant from the Meadows Foundation in Dallas. And that's, again, to help out their employees.
Yes, and that was good news for them. And also, we did a somewhat of a pep rally for our Waste Connections employees. You know, I was just reading some numbers here recently where the tonnage of residential garbage before the pandemic was running about 75 tons a day, and they've been picking up about 108 tons a day. Gosh. And I believe they picked up about 118 tons over the July 4th holiday. So those guys, I know that they're overworking, or overtime, I should say. Some of them working 14 or 15 hour days. So a local insurance agency got together, State Farm Insurance Agency here, and gave them all gift cards and a handwritten note, and that certainly made them feel good at that time.
Yeah, that was the other thing that I noticed too. So those are all that's good stuff. You know, I mean, when your companies and the organizations are stepping up to help out their employees and show them sincere appreciation, and especially when you provide them with some additional pay or gifts and those sort of things. All right, so good. And so as this situation with the coronavirus continues, you all have decided now you're not going to be able to do your auction and casino night Saturday, July 25th, as you had hoped to do.
That's right. We've postponed the date to October 3rd. That gives us a little bit more time to coordinate what we need to be doing with this surge that we've been having. Makes everybody kind of breathe a little bit for a little bit longer. And we also have our golf tournament coming up on September 11th. And we're hoping, because that's outside, that one won't need to be touched. We are still signing up teams. We're well ahead on our golf tournament for that's a wonderful event that we do every year. But if you want to play golf with us on September 11th, which is a Friday, and that happens to be the week of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is on a Monday, so if you want to come play on Friday, it'd be a 3-day week plus fun.
Yeah, there you go. And this is at Webb Hill, close to Wolf City.
Webb Hill, yes, sir.
A beautiful, beautiful course out there. So that's Friday, September 11th, and you're organizing for teams and sponsors and everything right now for that.
Right now, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. We're talking with Byron Taylor, and Byron is the CEO and president of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You were telling me, we've all been concerned about this this uptick in the coronavirus cases and so on the last couple of weeks. You kind of think Greenville, being a smaller community, is in a little bit of a better place than, say, they may be in Dallas or certainly Houston.
Right. I think the metropolitan area is having millions of people, a little bit more compact, that they're somewhat at a disadvantage. I don't want to claim that we need to do anything different, but I think that we already, out here being in a rural area, and county in general being rural, that we're somewhat naturally social distance. None of us want to go back to the time where everything was shut down. So we're hoping out here for our businesses that we are able to keep the cases down and stay away from any kind of talk about that.
Yeah. You don't have people living on top of one another nearly as much as you do in an urban setting.
Correct. And if you just think about some of the buildings and the way people live in a larger city, you know, they're getting in elevators and all kinds of things up and down and office buildings and other things. And we don't have as much of that here. So we're thankful for that.
So and then we've just got a moment or two left here. But there's a big industrial facility in Greenville that's been in the works for some time. And they have more or less completed, at least they have completed the construction on that now.
Yes, and we're talking about Sabert, the company Sabert, that has been under construction in our industrial park for a couple of years. We do know that the building is finished. However, there's nothing in it yet. To our knowledge, our membership director was over there visiting with them, and they let him tour the building. And that's a company that does degradable food packaging and such, you know, when you go to places like Whole Foods or places like that, that you're able to load foods in cartons, and they make the kind that disintegrates after use.
And that's in the industrial park there on the west side?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Well,
what used to be Rubbermaid and so forth.
I see. We'll be looking forward to that once all of this is behind us.
Yes.
Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line.
All right. As always, thank you, John Mark.
All right. Byron Taylor, CEO and President of the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.